strength and body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everybody, and cruising at light speed again, and as promised, a great guest today. We're going to have Tim from Robertson Roberts Brokerage Incorporated on with us, talking gold and silver, of course, and he's got a lot of background in a lot of these things, investments, and knows across the board all kinds of stuff that's going on with this. And as usual, Dave, we like to provide solutions for people, things that they can do that will help them be prepared for some of the things that are happening right now. And Tim's going to have a lot of great advice. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Hey, kind of looking forward to this one. We've been talking about non-tangible things like economies out there. But, you know, we need to get a hold of some tangible assets in order to be able to retain some of this through the storm. We got to have something on the flip side that's still worth something, and gold and silver and platinum and palladium and all that stuff. Well, there's always going to be need for it, so you'll be able to retain some wealth on it. It may not be the best thing for trading during a crisis, but, you know, who knows? It'll definitely hold its value, though, and it's definitely worth having. To stay away from them paper contracts because they're not worth anything.
Yeah, they're really, he'll explain a lot of that because he knows all about that when we bring him on in just a minute here. But, you know, he's another guy from the old Denver area like us, you know, and, we're kind of in the, Dave and I and Tim, we're all from the, sort of the same area and, you know, beautiful weather out here right now, but they say there's a massive storm getting ready to come across the middle of the nation with a huge amount of moisture. And, you know, this is the kind of thing we're talking about, you know, financial storms are right on the horizon and may look good now. You know, Dow may be okay and some people aren't too worried or anything like that, but we've been kicking the can down the road with this QE 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ad infinity to that. You know, and friends, you know, gold and silver have held their value, over the last 16 years very well. And we'll bring Tim on just a second here to tell you about this, but, let me tell you about his website. You can get to it, of course, from our website at our, link at, Republic Broadcasting. republicbroadcasting.org, or you can just go directly to the site, and it's pretty easy, rrbi.co, if that's correct. I'm reading that here. I just pulled it right up, and all kinds of stuff there, rrbi.co. That's Robertson Roberts Brokerage Incorporated. And let's see if Tim's out there. Tim, thanks for joining us, taking time to come on the show. I know you're a very busy man, but I really enjoy talking to you off air, and I just am excited about being able to talk to you today.
Well, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate being here.
Hey, it's a pleasure. And of course, again, you know, you can tell us a little bit about how you got into all of this, and you have a background in investments and finances and stuff. And then of course, you know, how did you get into this part of what you're doing right now?
Well, my prior career actually to owning this, brokerage firm was, I've worked in the cellular telephone business for about 30 years. So actually before there was cellular telephone, back in the beeper business in Denver is where I started. One of the companies that I worked for was MCI. They bought our company for a short time before it got sold to someone else. And one of the things they did to give us a little bit of a boost rather than give us a raise is they would give us stock options. I didn't know what that was. And as time went on, I found out kind of what stock options were I got called by a broker and he had this great deal in the cellular telephone business. I thought, well, I know about the cellular telephone business. I should invest in it. And he took my options and he hypothecated them. He margined them, to allow me to buy this stock and this penny stock thing. And it turned out to be a bad deal. And I lost my investment in that and I ended up losing my MCI stock options. So at that point, I decided I'd better find out more about this investing thing. And I was still a pretty young man at the time. So I started studying investing and started getting more and more into stocks and trading and those types of things. And so I just kind of self-educated myself on trading and the investments, opportunities that were out there. And as I was going along in investing, I kept hearing about silver and gold as kind of a diversification from paper assets, kind of a more tangible thing and something that had done well for, millennia. And I kind of ignored it. And then when 9/11 2001 happened, I looked at my stock portfolio was pretty banged up. It had already been kind of beaten up by the tech boom crash. I had a lot of stuff in tech at the time because I felt that it was an area that I had some expertise in.
Yeah.
And I lost a lot that day in the standard paper market, but I saw that gold and silver did very well. And I thought to myself, well, if there's going to be more of this, then I probably ought to get some of that. So I went shopping to find, how to buy the stuff. And it didn't take me too long to find that in my town, in the place I lived, was Roberts and Roberts Brokerage. I thought I'd have to go to one of the big cities, Atlanta or Orlando or, New Orleans or something like that in order to actually find a brokerage firm where I could actually sit down, see the products, hold them in my hand, look somebody face to face and buy. And I found that right here in my own town. So we've taken that same sort of confidence and reputation. I ended up buying the brokerage 5 years later. The guy retired and I ended up buying it as I was ready to leave the wireless industry. And that's how I ended up buying Roberts and Roberts. And I thought, well, we could take this same kind of concept, this one-on-one relationship that you have with somebody. We don't have a phone bank of salespeople that are going to high pressure you. We're going to sell you products on a consultative basis. We're going to sell you what you need, not what we have too many of. And we're going to buy it back when you need to sell it. We're going to find you a buyer for it, or we're going to buy it ourselves and just write you that check. So that's kind of my origin story and kind of the philosophy of the business that we have all rolled in one story.
Very cool. Well, Dave, you like to get involved with things like gold and silver, don't you? Got any questions here?
Well, yeah, the gold and silver is a good idea for long-term store wealth for sure, because there's always going to be a need for it. It'll always have a use down the line, so that's a good thing. What we do with our daily investments is we stay out of the markets unless there's a reason to, and then we get out as quickly as we can. The less time you spend with an open position, the better. And stay away from the stock market because we are headed for a big correction any time now.
Yeah. It's held up with zero interest rate dollars.
Do you find, Tim, that people that contact you are aware of that? Is that kind of what why they contact you?
Well, we have people that are extremely aware of that and very concerned about that. But I'll tell you what, we've seen a lot of people coming into the market lately that just kind of have I call it a spidey sense. They just have a sense that something's probably not right in the stock markets, in the paper markets and that sort of thing. And they're again looking for some sort of way to diversify away from that.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's not right with it. There's a big disconnect between the values of the companies and the values of the stocks anymore. It's been propped up so much, it's pure fiction.
Well, yeah, the P.E. ratios are terrible. Companies are sitting on cash. They're not reinvesting in themselves, so they're limiting their own futures because of that. And, we're going to, particularly U.S. corporations, are going to get their heads handed to them by the international markets.
Yeah, it's coming, and everybody sees it, or should see it anyway. We've been talking about it for a long time, and just because it hasn't happened in a drastic way yet doesn't mean it won't happen. You know, I had a friend who was just kind of a guy who was a worker, and, you know, he worked for Sears doing repairs on washers and dryers for a long time, and he was always telling me that he was buying gold, you know, because he thought the dollar was going to crash, and, you know, and he just, every time he'd get a little bit ahead, he'd buy a 10th ounce or a quarter. And back in those days, you could, as you know, Tim, back around 2001, right after 9/11, you could buy gold for almost $250 an ounce.
Right.
And it come down quite a bit, during those years because, you know, as you recall, you know, the dot-com bubble. And then, of course, a lot of people were investing in the stock market in that time as well. And so gold really wasn't an attractive item, but he kept buying gold and silver and gold and silver and gold and silver. And, you know, I've used this as a joke sometimes. He was absolutely wrong. The dollar did not crash, but his gold investment just kept growing anyway. So he got the best of both worlds by doing
right.
that. He was buying in at $250, $300, $400 an ounce. And, you know, he was putting his savings away in something that is now, of course, as you know, most of the people who know the gold market, it went all the way up to around $1,800, $1,900. What was it, about a year and a half, 3 years back, I guess it was.
2011. It's been 5 years now, or four and a half anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then it came down, of course, and I believe this was price manipulation based on shorts and naked shorts. And I like your joke about the naked shorts, Tim. It's pretty good, you know. You know, what is a naked short? What is it? What really happens with people like that when they get involved in naked shorts?
Yeah. Well, when the tide goes out, everybody see who's swimming naked.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
that's what's going to happen too.
Yeah.
And so you know that part of this whole thing, but you know, obviously gold is it kind of did a little bit of a U turn just recently, and this is different than a V valley, you might say, because you see it kind of came down very slowly, hit mm-hmm. bottom, and then came right back up again. And this shows you, I think, that there's probably some solid backing as far as it's not going to probably turn around and go back down very quickly at this rate, and here it is, what, 1245, 1250, somewhere in that area right now.
Yep.
Still a great investment. And my friend who bought it at $250, $300 an ounce, you know, he got the best of both worlds. I mean, his gold increased in value and the dollar did not crash. And it's probably still going to do it. But, you know, on the other hand, he's done very well. So over the years, it's been a great investment. A great investment, right?
Well, it has. I mean, you know, nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's up 17% just since January. Silver's up almost 17%, 16.6% since January. That's pretty good solid gains.
Yeah. Well, you know, we could take calls and stuff. We may in the second half of the show, but you've got so much to say about all this, and I'd like to hear what you have to say, and I'm sure Dave would too. You know, yeah, give us the best scoop you can on what you think is happening and why it's a good time, possibly. I think it's a very good time. It's always a good time to buy gold if you can hold on for a long time. We've seen that over and over and over the long haul. But what's the market like right now, Tim? And what do you think we could expect? And, you know, what's going to happen with the paper market and all these shorts and, the way things have been progressing just recently?
Well, I think over the past few years, we've seen silver just get absolutely hammered. And, I mean, you know, it was close to, what was it, about a 25 to 1, 24 to 1 as it peaked out in 2011. It,
yeah.
In other words, you could buy 24 ounces of silver, you could buy 1 ounce of gold with about the same amount of money. Today we're looking at 76. I've seen it over 80 to 1, in the recent past few months. And, that's a bad imbalance, or a viable imbalance, if you ask me. I would really focus on buying silver at this point and, looking for that ratio to come back in to maybe 30 or less and then start trading some of those ounces of silver back in and get more ounces of gold, you know, in the future than you can buy today with the same amount of money. So the ratio swap is, I think, really the thing that is to be played now.
Right. And, you know, in nature, I think, what is it, 17 to 1? In other words, there's 17 ounces of silver for every 1 ounce of gold, something like that. Is that pretty close,
yeah,
Tim?
Yeah, the historic, of course, the United States monetary policy in 1792 was based on 15 to 1. But Western discoveries probably brought that down into more like 20 to 1. So kind of nice averages, about 17 or 18 to 1. But we haven't seen, you know, when they peaked out in 2011, like I said, we saw like 24, 25 to 1.
Right, that's the lowest it's ever been, and obviously what most people don't know, and you probably are well aware of this, that silver is something that is vital to our modern high-tech economy, and as from what I understand, they have not kept up with the demand on silver for, gosh, what, 12 to 15 years now. So there is a silver shortage that most people don't know about. Isn't that kind of correct?
There is. Dedicated silver mines aren't really a very profitable thing right now. Most of our silver, the silver that does come new to the economy or new to the market is brought in by things like copper mines and other gold mines, but it's a subproduct of other mines, of other mining operations. So we're not seeing the amount of focus on dedicated silver mines at, you know, $14 and $16 prices. It's hard to do a dedicated silver mine at that price. So we're seeing it coming in from secondary places. And, you know, we're not seeing the amount of recovery. I mean, people are just out of grandma's silverware and tea sets and that sort of thing to recycle. So we're not seeing that. Scrap market's not been very, very big. The photographic market, you know, was a great market for cycling scrap back in, because most of the, emulsions on, papers and films were, you know, all of that is silver. In the old photography style. So with digital photography, we're not seeing a cycling of silver there either.
Right. You know, I used to manage photo labs, Tim, in the Denver area. And, we had guys that would come down, you know, we'd always have the silver bleach and everything like that we'd take out, and we would empty it into these big 10-gallon, you know, plastic containers. And the guys would come by and they would pick it up. Now this was back, you know, for a while, silver was $5, $6, $7 an ounce, I think, something like that. And they'd come by and they'd pay us about $1 or $2 per 10-gallon. It wasn't a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, we could not pour it down the drain because it was, you know, you couldn't, well, for a while you could, and people were doing that. But then, you know, the EPA and the laws and regulations, you can't pour it down the drain. Well, so they'd give us about maybe a $1 or $2 per 10 gallons of that silver bleach for leaching that they would take out. And this was when we were recycling silver. Well, the price dropped so low that for a while they said, well, we will take your silver off your hands so the EPA doesn't get you, but we're not going to pay you anything for it. So we were just doing that to avoid the cost of a lawsuit from environmental regulations, fines and things like that. And then they came back and said, we'll take it off your hands, but you're going to have to pay us $1 or $2. Well, I mean, you know, this is what, at this point in time, you know, is what you're talking about photographically before the digital age. Man, a lot of silver went down the drain, friends. It's gone.
Right.
It cannot be recovered. And it took a long time before we can get back on that. I mean, when the silver price went back up, all of a sudden these guys were out there again leaching the silver. But, yeah, you know, I mean, we have really burned through a lot of silver. And from what I understand, even the landfills and things like that full of silver wire, it's, what, $75, $80 an ounce almost to recycle old silver. So when we run out of this, there could to be a very huge silver spike down the road. Nobody knows for sure. We saw it go up to $45, $46, $48 an ounce for a short period of time.
Right.
And then of course JP Morgan and people like that buying shorts, marketing silver. They've been caught and busted, as I understand. Isn't that kind of what happened there with them and people like that?
Right. Well, they got caught. There was some, you know, kerfuffle at the CFTC and places like that, but nothing, there was no prosecution of it. It's another one of these situations where they've just turned kind of a blind eye to what is obviously, you know, a scam that's going on. And we've had people try to take bars out of, you know, physical custody out of the COMEX. They bought contracts, wanted to take physical delivery, and the deliveries had been delayed. And when I dug into what the deliveries were delayed for, oh, well, we assigned those same bars to multiple contracts. So multiple owners thought they owned these bars. So it's taking a while to clear those other contracts to free your bars up. They freely admitted it.
So, yeah,
they've been doing that for a while now.
It's like, oh, you're not inside on the game. You don't know that we do this already. Cause I was kind of surprised and trying to get the guy to repeat it again or tell me more specifics about how many times has it been resold to other people. But, he kind of figured out I wasn't kind of one of the insiders and didn't want to talk about it. It'll be fixed this afternoon. And it was.
Yeah, right, yeah. Robertson Roberts, Brokerage Incorporated, RRBI.co is the website, right, Tim, for information, and you're involved with all kinds of things. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the manipulation of these prices, and, you know, we could get into that in much more depth and detail. But the question I would have to ask is, you know, if people are looking at even doing things like with their 401ks or retirement programs, IRAs, I guess it is, and I mean, there's always advantages and disadvantages to a lot of things. But the reality is, friends, you know, if they take away the dollar and they start trying to trade paper and air for anything, you know, it's going to get to the point to where the only transaction capability that is left is probably going to be back into some form of metals. And I mean, you can trade your old tennis shoes, you know, for a hamburger or something like that. But you know, the reality is, you know, this is a good thing to have. And I think it's probably, you're probably, being very prudent to have some metal on hand and, get your, you know, get your finances insured by something tangible instead of all of this nonsense, right?
That's right. If you can't touch it, you don't own it.
That's right. Excellent point.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
So we're not big on letting other people hold your stuff in custody either. You know, you mentioned 401ks and IRAs. We can help you with that, but darn it, you know, you not being able to store it yourself is kind of a disadvantage.
Right. Yeah. Got a break coming up here, buddy, and we'll have a short segment here, but then later on we'll get into it in greater detail. We do appreciate it. Tim from Robertson Roberts Brokerage Incorporated is our guest. Be right back after the break.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm that professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits each year. Go to richmoneyrich.com to learn more. Turn $250 into $4,903 with just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. The good news is, it is 100% free. Even better news, you don't have to be an experienced investor to get started. Visit richmoneyrich.com. The only skill you need is the ability to push a single button. It's easy. Get your share of easy stock market millions. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. richmoneyrich.com. Go now.
Hey,
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Lightspeed, a short segment here. And I should just add this, that this is not an infomercial, even though I sound like an infomercial guy. No, there's nothing in it on the deal for us. I tried to talk Tim out of sending me 10 golden ounces. No, he wouldn't do that. But he said he did have some gold flakes left in his Jägermeister bottles that he would send me if I paid postage. But anyhow, no, it's really the truth is, Roberts & Roberts is a sponsor of RBN, but this is strictly for information. There's nothing that we're involved with here other than just getting this kind of information out to you with somebody who has expertise in this area. So it's, I'm glad to say that Dave and I are, we're just believers in the people that we bring on and why they have expertise. It's about information. We're just volunteers, and that's why I'm here, and I'm glad to have Tim from Roberts & Roberts Brokerage with us. Dave, you got a question for him or anything? Because I got plenty. I don't want to hog the whole time here.
Well, no, there's probably about 1,000 things we could get into. I'm just happy we're talking about something that is a good tangible store of wealth with all this fiat chicanery going on. We got to be able to preserve what we've got somehow, and this is probably the best way I know of long term to be able to do that. I did notice, though, over the past few years, though, there's a little discrepancy between platinum and gold. Platinum used to be more expensive. Now, for some reason, gold is more expensive. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, that is a bit of a conundrum. I don't imagine that platinum's gotten any easier to dig out of the ground, and it's very scarce, exists only in a couple of regions really in any quantity, in really a mineable quantity. That's South Africa, probably not the best spot. And the other part is, northern Russia, Siberia, tundra area. And I know that's not an easy area to work in. There used to be a fair amount in Canada, but the one main mine there flooded a few years back, and they still haven't figured out how to get that up and running again. It leaves demand destruction. It's never been a metal of money, so nobody's really ever seriously minted coins for, circulation out of platinum. So it's got to be a demand destruction story, but any time it's cheaper than gold, it looks like a bargain. So I know it's a big thing in aerospace and chemical plants and things like that. I haven't really dug into that too much, but demand destruction is all I got. Yeah.
Yeah. You would think they'd be using a lot of it. I know, people who are in the automotive industry who had problems with cars that they kept on the lot. People would climb underneath them at night and cut out the catalytic converters for the platinum.
Right.
It's not going on as much as it was, but, that's one of the things that's affected it, of course. And, the car market has been sort of sad and sagging, obviously, but the thing is, the platinum is a great deal right now, and of course gold is too, all of these metals.
Yeah. For a while I had this hybrid car theory that, maybe they'd use a lot less platinum in hybrid cars, but actually because of the cycle and heat up time of the motor in a hybrid car, it actually uses more platinum. Mm-hmm. They are using quite a bit of palladium, but that's still, the relationship between those two metals is still pretty solid. Pretty close to its normal relationship. But anytime it's cheaper than gold, you got to look at it.
Yeah, amazing. It's amazing that it is cheaper than gold. I have one platinum coin left that I bought. It's a quarter ounce Liberty. The United States Mint did put out a few platinum coins for a while. And, here's a good question, though. Coins, graded coins or verification of coins, what's your preference, Tim? Do you think it's better to get them graded if you can? Certified, of course, and anybody who deals with gold knows how to determine the real thing right away, as I found.
Right, right.
But what do you think in terms of the best kinds of coins and things to get into?
Well, we're very much a bullion dealer, meaning we sell things like we do sell gold American Eagles, silver American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, Krugerrands, things like that. We also do sell a few of the old U.S. gold coins, and from time to time we do some of the old, like, Morgan dollars and Peace dollars and that sort of thing. But I like the bullion stuff best, the bars and coins, like the Eagles, over and above collectibles. I think collectibles is a great hobby. Coin collecting is a fascinating hobby. I like the history that you learn by collecting coins. But I'll tell you what, as far as an investment, I'm not sure it's such a good one. Collectors are quite literally dying off. It's become kind of an old man's thing, and I don't see kids taking up coin collecting. So we're seeing a glut of things like, mid-grade $20 libs and common dates become kind of so common to the point where they won't buy one anymore that has a spot on it, like the big auction houses and that sort of thing will not buy coins that have spots on them. They'll return them. So I'm not seeing that doing very well these days.
Okay. Hey, more on that coming back after the break, friends. Tim from Roberts & Roberts, our guest here on Lightspeed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
longer segment of Lightspeed here, and Tim from Roberts and Roberts Brokerage Incorporated is joining us here and giving us some information on the gold and silver market. We're talking about a lot of things. You can visit the website at rrbi.co, rrbi.co. And, you know, Tim, I was just going to say that, you know, I was looking at the website. Prices are very competitive, a lot of different things up there. You've got 90% silver coins, you know, which are great just for change and stuff like that. The old coins, you know, pre-64, which are still, gosh, you know, they're still worth a lot of money. Because they had silver in them. And of course, you know, you've got silver eagles and gold eagles and things like that up there. And we'll talk a little bit about Bitcoin maybe down the road too, because you're also an expert in that area. But you know, here's the thing that I was thinking, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong. From what I understand, the U.S. Mint is required by law to meet the demand for silver and gold. The trouble is they don't have a lot of metal to coin, and it looks to me that the prices they're putting out gold eagles and silver eagles right now are below cost. Somebody's funding this and subsidizing it, looks like to me, because they're not putting out a lot. As you know, they minted something like 5 million silver eagles, and they were gone in 72 hours. I've heard, and maybe your brokerage has heard this too, and you get some notices from the U.S. Mint who are actually trying to keep some of this coinage on the market, because there are people that are coming in and buying up everything almost immediately, and they're holding off some of this to keep people like us in the market. The Mint is actually trying to do these things for us so that they, you know, these big dealers, China, who knows, are not just cleaning out everything as soon as it comes off the market. There are no old coins out there anymore. You can't hardly find them. If you know this, and you're looking for a 2007 gold eagle, good luck. You know, you might find one, but if you're looking, I mean, we're talking about an old date. Now, you can buy a brand new one for a very good price, but you can't find the old stuff. There are just pages and pages and pages of out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. Where's the gold? It's gone. I mean, the only thing that's coming out right now, I believe, actually, Tim, and then I'm expecting someday an announcement's going to come from the U.S. Mint that we can no longer set prices out at the spot market value due to the fact that it's too far below cost. I don't know how the Mint can put a coin out on the market for less than $1,300, $1,400 right now. Is that possible?
Well, they do it. I mean, the premiums that they charge wholesalers are based on their cost to produce the coins. And you're right, they are required by law to manufacture the 1 ounce silver American Eagle and the 1 ounce gold American Eagle in sufficient quantity to meet all public demand. The rest of it is all optional. So the fractionals in gold are optional. The platinum, they don't have to do. They don't have to make buffaloes. They don't make really another bullion silver product, besides the Eagle. And I said bullion. They do some collectible stuff, of course.
Yeah.
But, so they are required by law to make those. And we do see shortages. But this system is a very tightly controlled system. There are only about 14 or 18 entities that are buying directly from the United States Mint that are allowed. These primary dealers, they're called. I believe they're all U.S. companies. They at least have U.S. presence. And that's who we buy from. So we buy from a first-tier, you know, Mint direct dealer, a couple of different ones.
Yeah.
So they're the coins that they manufacture are some of the most expensive that we sell. I mean, as far as 1 ounce pieces, it's more expensive than a gold maple leaf. It's more expensive than a Krugerrand. It's more expensive than gold bars to buy eagles. And certainly in silver, it's the most expensive of the coins.
Is it true? Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it's an issue. It's really kind of an issue of brand and cost. So, you know, it's a government job. It's going to cost a lot, but it's really an issue of brand. It is also the thing we sell the most of. People, particularly Americans, appreciate that credibility and recognition that comes with buying an American coin.
Right. And then you have to have those in most cases for IRA too. I think it'll take, Krugerrand. They won't take Krugerrands, will they?
Well, they messed up when they did the rules originally for IRAs. They said it had to be pure gold and it had to be like, deliverable, good delivery type stuff. Well, the gold American Eagle, does not meet that requirement. Neither does the silver eagle really. So the silver eagle is intentionally has a tiny amount of copper in it. because of the Coinage Act 1792, required the Mintmaster to make silver coins with copper to make them durable for circulation. So there's a teeny tiny amount of intentionally placed silver in the Eagle, which is one of the things that drives up the price. You can't just use a standard pure blank for it. You have to have a specifically manufactured blank for the Eagle. And then with the Gold Eagle, there is a small amount of copper and silver in it, primarily silver. But there's a little bit of copper in it too, which is again required by the Coinage Act of 1792. So they're both kind of a special formula, which drives the price up a little bit. But yeah, they have had some struggles in keeping particularly the silver eagles in stock. We had a number of instances last year, probably towards the middle of the year, where silver prices really sagged, that we had, we had signs up in our office and warnings on our website that silver ordered today may take as much as 2 months to deliver. So,
yeah,
and then you had to really prepare yourself. But dealing with, an entity like the United States Mint, they are reliable. I knew they'd come back online. I felt comfortable selling people product that, I don't have a guaranteed date for. I have a guaranteed price. They do hold the price,
right. But
they don't promise a delivery, and they control allocations across these 18 dealers so that, if one dealer does connect with somebody, say a foreign entity that wants to suck all of the silver eagles out of the United States, I don't think that's happening. But if somebody were to want to do that, there's 17 other dealers that are not going to do that.
Right. Well, I do appreciate the fact that the Mint is trying to keep some of these coins in our hands. And the Denver Mint, of course, we're all from the Denver area. I've been there and, I like the people at the Mint. They really like making nice coins and they want us to have them, and they'd love to go back to, putting silver in the quarters and the half dollars and silver dollars, of course. But the thing is this, like you said, even with the price of silver so low, there's virtually none of it out there. Here's the question that most people would think: supply and demand. They'd think, well, if the demand is really high, then the supply will be low. Well, that's exactly what's happening. But if the price is low and they can't actually mint these coins really, is it Soros or somebody? I thought that all these gold coins that came into the United States had to be minted from gold made in the United States or mined here. And I'm wondering where all this gold is coming from, because most of the U.S. mines went out of business when gold dropped below 1425, friends. They're not even exploring. They shut off the lights and boarded the place up. The gold mining industry in the United States is, in most cases, and you probably know a few that are still open, Tim, but they're shut down. We're not producing gold in this country anymore. Where are they getting this gold from is what I want to know.
Yeah, well, it's crazy, Steve, because you think, I have a gold mine. I should have my ticket written for me the rest of my life, but now it doesn't even pay to have a gold mine. What's up with that?
All the biggest gold mines in the world are actually copper mines.
They call them
copper mines because there's a lot less political fodder to owning a copper mine. You tell somebody you own a gold mine, and they're going to come with their hand out. So copper mines are a lot less political, and I think there might be some copper mines that produce more gold, dollar wise than they do copper. But
it's not, yeah.
No, so I was saying, I also see that we produce more silver eagles than, most of the companies that watch the miners say we produce each year. So I don't know when the stockpile's gone, but I expect that will happen.
Yeah, it's coming. And so silver, see, the thing with gold and silver, and again, I'm talking too much because Tim and I should let Dave talk a little more too, but the point is simply this, that friends, they are controlling this market and it's not going to last. You can't fool Mother Nature forever. And, what people don't realize about gold and silver is not that you want to buy it when it starts going up really, really high. You want to buy it when nobody is. And right now, actually, a lot of people are buying all of the gold and silver quietly. The central banks are buying it. India, China, Russia. I mean, there are people who are getting ready by buying gold while it's at this artificially low price. Let's say somebody is seriously concerned about, the future, and they want to get in touch with you, and they say, okay, I'm just trying to help people who are out there, of course, who, are really seriously thinking about some of the money they have. FDIC, friends, is not going to protect you in a major crash. I want to let you know it's already on the record and on the books and in the laws that as, your deposit sits in the bank, you are an insecured lender, meaning your money is at stake. If there is a hiccup on the derivatives market, they could clean out these banks in microseconds. And right. There will not be FDIC to cover you because it'll be like trying to catch a falling elephant in a brown paper bag. It's going to blow right through it. So if somebody does have some deposits or some money on hand and they're trying to get out of the market, it's not going to be easy to sometimes to get into these coins because, as you pointed out, Tim, it takes a while. But what do they do? Let's say they call you up and they talk to you. You're pretty easy to talk to, as you can tell from the show here. How do you handle that, and what do you advise them, and how do you deal with that?
Well, it's important to know what somebody's worldview is, what they can, what they plan to do with it. I was always big on an exit strategy. I'm going to buy this thing today. What is my exit strategy? When will I know it's time, and how will I go about, converting this to the next investment? And so we need to talk about that. We need to have a conversation about that, I think, first. If your concern is currency collapse, hey, you probably shouldn't be buying things like 100-ounce bars and 10-ounce bars. You need smaller stuff. You need those dimes, quarters, and half dollars from 1964 and prior. You need small 1-ounce pieces. You probably need government-minted stuff at first so that people are comfortable that it has that kind of credibility and recognition that comes with government mints. Then you can buy, start stacking 100-ounce bars and bigger things. In a case like that, I might even stay, I would keep my gold purchases to a minimum, and I would focus mostly on silver. Gold is great for long-term, large amounts of capital, but it's a lousy trading vehicle. It's, day-to-day trading stuff. So if you're primarily looking at, I see silver at $16 today, I think it's going to go to $50. And so I just want to stack a bunch of silver as cheaply as possible, so when the time comes, I can swap it back out. 100-ounce bars are your thing. So we have all of that. There's nothing that right now is difficult to get. We're having no trouble getting any silver products, no gold products. There's some things that are scarce and we're paying a little bit more for them, but they are in supply. Things like 90% silver coins are kind of pricey. Most platinum things are kind of pricey. But everything else kind of has standard premiums, and the market's just kind of moving along right now. So, I mean, that's how we do it, is we just kind of try to survey the person to find out what their immediate needs are.
Right. Yeah. Well, what if somebody does have like 250,000 or maybe three or four of those accounts and saying, I don't know whether I should keep this money just sitting here in the bank. What do you think? I mean, what's the best thing to do? There's a lot of options, of course, but you want to diversify. Right. And what would you think?
Well, with that kind of money, it almost would require that you buy some gold. It's why central banks don't stack silver. It takes too much space, So yeah. In a situation like that, I certainly would probably look at a fair amount of gold. I might even look at dabbling in the platinum because, again, I just, it doesn't seem like it's the right price either. And, I would stack as much silver as I can just for this opportunity that's coming up at 80 to 1 with silver versus where it probably ought to be in the 20s.
Wow. Yeah, and it's a metal that we cannot do without, friends. There are over 4,000 industrial uses for gold, and I think it's well over 10,000-12,000 for silver. You cannot do without silver. We have to have it.
Not in an electric economy.
No.
Silver is the most conductive metal of both heat and electricity. It is also the whitest metal we know, so it is the most reflective metal. This is why mirrors used to be silvered with actual silver. Reflectivity, conductivity of heat and electricity don't sound like a formula for a solar panel. You're not understanding solar panels. So a solar economy is going to use a lot of silver. Electric cars and hybrid cars use way more silver than standard cars. And if you want to plug that car in when you get home, we got to beef up the power system, because if six of your neighbors all get a plug-in electric car, the grid's going down. There's not enough capacity in the grid to charge six electric cars simultaneously. So we're going to build power plants, and they use a lot of silver. All those bus bars and switch contacts and those types of things, switch contacts and terminals all use silver.
Okay, I got an unrelated question to that, before we hit the break. With the government getting all in our business, wanting to know about, how much gold and silver we have and demanding reporting and this push towards the cashless society, mm-hmm. What has your experience been with the government trying to stick their nose in people's business that are investing in metals?
I've had a couple times the sheriff's been by and asked me if we have such and such a thing from, somebody's collection. But that I expect law enforcement needs to do that work. The only call I've had from the IRS was eight years ago, something like that. They called to see if a particular person had done some business with us. We did research. He'd done a few hundred dollars. I left him a voicemail, never heard back from him. So that's the extent of,
report. They're really not demanding any reporting about, you know, how much gold and silver we're buying. I mean, we're hearing that out there in the world, so there is really no truth to that. That's good to know.
Yeah, no, that is one thing. One disadvantage of an IRA of precious metals is there is then a record of how much gold and silver you hold in your IRA. But what you're personally holding, there is no record of. The only time I need to do any sort of reporting, when you sell certain amounts of very specific items. And that's it. I mean, it's like 25 Krugerrands, 25 Maple Leafs. If you buy the 90% silver coins, if you sell $1,000 face, you know, 70 pounds of the stuff, then I have to report that. But I mean, of the thousands of trades, you know, buys we do each year, I think we did four or five, 1099s last year.
Oh, that's not many.
Wow. And then, and then we don't do transactions that require cash transaction reports. Of course, we're obligated to do suspicious activity reports, but so far we haven't had any thing that didn't just look like somebody wanting to maintain their privacy.
You know, great stuff. You know, we are coming up on a break, and I'm going to ask you about Bitcoin because, you know, Bitcoin was one of those, another alternatives there that Tim is well aware of and knows how to get involved in that. And some people have made a lot of money in Bitcoin, friends. And Tim, I think, was one of them. You know, but we'll talk a little bit about Bitcoin. I know we've got some calls. We may not be able to get to them because, and I'm sorry, friends, but just such good information from Tim. I want to take up as much time as I can. Hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we'll see what we can squeeze in here.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
alternative, you know, independent financial, you know, kinds of things that you can get into that are going to be a lot more tangible in a shakedown situation, which we're probably approaching. Tim, you're involved with Bitcoin too. And, tell us a little bit about how you got into that and what you think of it and what's going on with that.
When I first heard the idea of Bitcoin, it sounded like a scam to me.
Yeah.
magic internet money. And, you know, looked like kind of like a, I don't know, not the, the people that were telling me about it were, you know, very, very evangelical, very multi, almost like MLM, multi-level marketing type of excitement that went behind it. And so I kind of had a bad, you know, it's also not tangible. I can't touch anything. I don't own it. How's that any different than a dollar? And, so I started looking at it a little bit more and okay, I kind of get the idea. So it's really not, it really isn't really quite a scam. It's not like, there's no central authority. Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, it's a wide open ledger of every transaction forever and time. And it's distributed consensus. So it's not like, there's not like kind of one guy pulling the levers of what's going on. So that kind of interested me a little bit. So I was starting to warm up to it a little bit, at least the idea of maybe getting involved a little bit in it. And one day a gal that works for me, she came into my office and said, "Hey, there's a guy here in Pensacola that's feeding homeless people with donations, little tiny donations, little 50-cent donations and dollar donations and things like that. He's feeding homeless people with donations from Bitcoin all around the world." And, you know,
wow.
I kind of looked over at all that silver in my safe and I said, "Well, I've never fed a homeless person with anything out of, you know, in silver. I can't do it. I mean, I can't feed a homeless guy in another country with silver." And so that kind of captured my imagination, seeing the kind of power of being able to send teeny tiny amounts if you wanted to, or even huge amounts. You could send in, you know, I've heard of multi-million dollar transactions being done in Bitcoin across international boundaries without the SWIFT system. You know, the money just flows. There's no friction to it. I can send value from one person to another anywhere in the world, and there's no cost or, you know, intense regulation or forms I got to fill out or anything like that. That captured my attention. So I started looking at it a little bit more and got more and more involved in it. And, I mean, we got to the point where in 2012, we started accepting it, as for payments for precious metals. We do convert all the Bitcoin that we get immediately because we don't so far have any wholesalers that accept it. I buy a little bit on my own, as kind of an investment, or, you know, with that ability to be able to send payments, instantaneously. There's a lot of online retailers now that are taking it. You can start getting discounts. You can use it with purse.io and you can get, I've heard of people getting 35 and 40% off on things and on Amazon by using purse.io.
Wow.
My wallet has built into it a system that allows me to buy Target gift cards for 10% off, Starbucks gift cards for 20% off. So that's kind of a nice feature.
Yeah, you made the mistake of buying Bitcoin for about $6 a piece, didn't you?
I did. I bought my first in 2012.
The 421 or something like that. Hey,
well, I gave a lot of them away. I bought maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 from a guy. I bought these things that were called Cassatius coins. And while Bitcoin is not a tangible, you know, coin or anything, they would make up these coins that had the Bitcoin symbol on them. And then they had like a tamper evidence sticker on the back. And on the top of the sticker was your public address. So I could look at that public address in the Bitcoin blockchain.
Gotta run, buddy.
It's valuable.
Hey, Tim from Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. Visit our website at republicbroadcasting.org. You'll find out how to get a hold of him. Thanks, man, for the interview. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Stay safe and stay free.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool Radio Program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The day after 3-22-3-2-2. Why is 3-2-2 significant? Because, well, there's a little pesky group of megalomaniacs called the Skull and Bones. Ever hear of them? Well, it just so happens that the little occulted satanic tradition utilizes different aspects of numerology. And they have certain ritualistic seasons. One of such ritualistic seasons is the season of sacrifice, or what I would like to dub as the season of satanic death ritual. The gist of it is, it's fairly predictable to show that on significant days, such as 3-2,